Hello and welcome to Assembly Audible. I'm your host, Derek Teal, Content Deployment Manager for BMP Media. Assembly Magazine just published the results of its 26th annual Capital Equipment Spending Survey, and the forecast calls for growth. I'm joined today by John Sprovieri, Chief Editor of Assembly, who's here to discuss the results of the survey and his predictions for the coming year in manufacturing. John, thanks for joining me.
Oh, great to be here, Derek. Thanks a lot.
So tell us about the survey. What's your prediction for capital equipment spending next year?
Sure. Well, each year we survey our readers and we ask them what equipment they're going to buy, how much they're going to spend on it, and why. Why are they buying this? This year, 43% of our respondents say they're going to spend more next year than they did this year. And that compares with 32% last year. Only 16% of our readers say they're going to spend less next year, and that compares with 30% in 2021. So more people are spending more and fewer people are spending less. Overall, our data indicate that spending is going to increase by 20%. So we expect capital spending to be around $5.6 billion, with a B next year. So on average, manufacturers are going to spend about $1.9 million on assembly tech next year. And that's up significantly from the 2021 percentage, which was around 860,000. So that 1.9 million is the highest average we've ever had in 26 years. And then finally, 45% of our respondents say they're going to spend at least $500,000 next year. And that's the most we've ever had. That's the highest percentage we've ever had. So overall, I would say the forecast is looking very rosy indeed.
Are there any industries in particular that will be driving that growth?
Yeah, for sure. The automotive industry is absolutely leading the way. And when you think about the, you know, this transition to electric vehicles, that is one of the major drivers of growth. 62% of manufacturers in the automotive industry say they're going to spend more on capital equipment next year than they did this year, and that's the most of any industry. Of those automotive plants that say they're going to spend more, the average budgetary increase is 33%, which is quite substantial. And then on average, automakers are going to spend $1.3 million next year, which is up from around $700,000 this year. And if you look at, you know, what's actually, you know, going on right now, you see like Toyota just announced a plan to spend $3.4 billion with a B in the U.S. alone to produce electric vehicles. Ford announced an $11 billion plan to build two electric vehicle manufacturing plants in Kentucky and Tennessee. So that's what we're seeing. And then, of course, that trickles down to the suppliers. So all the suppliers are revamping their lines to produce, you know, electric motors and electric axles and whatever else you might need for electric vehicles. And then I think another industry that we expect to rebound is aerospace. Aerospace assemblers on average are going to spend about $3.1 million next year. And that's a significant boost from the 2021 average of around $730,000. And if you think about it, you know, passenger traffic is up. It's not back to what it was a couple of years ago before the pandemic, but it's absolutely up. The airlines are buying planes again. Their fuel costs are increasing, so they're looking to save on fuel, and they're also looking to be greener. So there's this lots of incentive to buy new airplanes. So we expect aerospace to rebound. And just to give you a couple of examples, GE Aviation is building a new factory in Ohio to make parts for jet engines. Boeing is building a plant right here in Illinois to make drones. So we think that industry is certainly going to rebound next year.
Is there a region of the country that stands out in terms of capital spending?
Yeah, for sure. It's the South. You know, in the past, the Midwest has always been the hub of manufacturing. But this year, the Midwest is only going to account for what, around 24% of spending, which is the lowest for that region in quite a while. And in contrast, the South is going to represent 37% of total spending, which is up from 30% this year. So that is a significant boost for that region. 53% of plants in the South say they're going to spend more next year than they did this year. And on average, Southern factories are going to spend about just over $3 million on assembly technology, which is up from $988,000 this year. And, again, I mentioned, Ford investing in Tennessee and Toyota, but, the suppliers too. ZF Transmission is building a $200 million assembly plant in South Carolina. Martin Rea is building a $40 million assembly plant in Tennessee. And I could just go on and on and on. And that's where the action is right now in the South.
What are the main reasons manufacturers will purchase new equipment next year?
Well, certainly cost reduction is very important. But one trend that we've seen for the past several years now is replacing old equipment. 56% of our respondents are going to replace old or worn out equipment next year. And that's the highest percentage we've ever had. And it's also the fourth straight year in which that percentage has been over 50%. And if you look at statistics from the government, you'll see the average age of manufacturing machines is creeping up substantially. It's like some equipment is, 9 years or more. So there is a great need to replace older equipment. I think another reason that assembly plants are going to be spending money next year is to increase capacity. We are seeing an increase in consumer spending now, and folks are looking to boost output.
You mentioned cost reduction as a major reason for investment. Are there any costs in particular that manufacturers are worried about?
Sure. Labor cost traditionally has been the highest, the number one reason. But, it's not as important as it used to be. I've seen that percentage decrease over the years. And this year, just 59% of our readers are looking to reduce labor costs, which is a record low. Now, I don't know how that's going to play out this year with this. There's a labor shortage in manufacturing, depending on what source you talk to, anywhere from 500,000 to 600,000-700,000 manufacturing jobs are unfilled at this very moment. And something's got to give. Either, they've got to boost wages to get more people into the factory, or they're going to have to automate. So one of those two is going to have to happen. So we'll see if that works out, how that plays out. One thing that we are seeing, another trend that we're seeing in the data, is material costs. 43% of our readers are buying equipment to lower their material costs. And that's not that surprising. Again, if you talk about this, for example, if you talk about this electric vehicle trend that we've been talking about today, and lightweighting, the automakers are dealing with composites, ultra high strength steel. They are dealing with rare earth materials to build motors. These are very expensive materials, and they cannot afford to waste any of it. So we're definitely seeing more of a trend in that space. And then finally, we're also seeing a boost in interest in reducing warranty costs. I'm not sure what's driving that. If I think about my own household, appliances are getting a lot more complicated than they used to be. And you have circuit boards in appliances, and if they go bad, that's a big ticket cost. So I think companies are definitely trying to lower their warranty costs and make sure their assemblies are rock solid when they leave the plant.
Great insight, John. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Sure thing.
That's going to do it for this installment of Assembly Audible, but tune in next time for part two of our discussion. For more Assembly Audible, for other news, products, and features, visit assemblymag.com.